Hello, welcome to the Betfred Legends. What a weekend we've got in store. We've got some really good horse racing at Ascot and at Haydock as well. We've got a really good Grand National trial. That's where me and Gary Owen will be tomorrow. West End Rocker, 9-2 favourite. Let me just tell you a little stat about West End Rocker. It's already won the big chase at Warwick, and if it wins at Haydock and then goes on to win the Grand National, the connections get £250,000 bonus. And that's about how much this man earns in 1 week.
Yeah, goals galore coming this week. I've gone right out of sync. Not going for my trusty 3, 4, 5 or maybe 6. I've gone for 15.
15 matches.
You might not want to be seeing me next week if they come in.
And he's going to win 30 grand if his 15 matches come in. But that's how easy goals galore is. It really is a good bit of fun. When both teams score, it's goals galore. The very, very best of luck with that, Gary.
Yeah, I'm going to need it, I think, with 15. I struggled to get three some weeks. But last week, Derby County let me down for 350,000. 5,000. And you've got me into it, 350 quid. And Angela, my girlfriend, led her down for £900 because she went for 8. So we could have been £1,250 more, could have been richer last week, but it didn't come in. But that's the excitement of goals galore.
Well, can I just tell you, you and your missus are probably the only two people in the country who didn't win. This is not a bookie exaggeration. This is true. Fred phoned me on Sunday afternoon. We got battered on goals galore. We lost £750,000. And I tell you what, if Walsall or Leeds would have copped as goals galore as well, then it'd have been anything between £2 or £3 million. It is phenomenal, is goals galore, and it's three. Get three correct, you're looking at 9-2, which is absolutely standout. And if you can get five right, you're looking at 17-1. So pick five, put your feet up, watch Soccer Saturday, and let the goals go in. And just to wind Gary up here, you're even in it till Fergie time, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Could have done with a bit of Fergie time at Pride Park. Leicester winning 2-0. I was praying for Derby to get a goal in that last 45 minutes. Not to be. So £1,250 richer would have been, but not to be. This week's our week.
Now, talking about Fergie time, he didn't need it last weekend in the Manchester Derby. It looked like you were heading for a draw, and I think, to be honest, you deserve the draw. But hands up to Wayne Rooney. What a strike.
It was a great strike, and I've been criticised by City fans for applauding the goal. But, you know, let's be honest about the if you're going to get beat, you don't want to get beat by a fluke, do you? You want to get beat by something that was exceptional. It was an exceptional goal. And, you know, City fans said that I should never really applaud the opposition, but sometimes you have to do. Although it goes against the grain, we didn't deserve to get beat. I think we played well enough, we could have won the game. And my 2-1 last week was right, but the wrong way around.
Unlucky Gary, we took a few quid off him last week, thank you very much, on goals galore as well. But don't forget goals galore, when both teams score, it's goals galore. Right, let's talk about the FA Cup. Manchester United are 9-4 favourites, Arsenal 7-2, Chelsea at 5s, Man City at 6s. Now, people are talking about the FA Cup losing its gloss, losing its appeal. For me, that is absolute rubbish. I still love the FA Cup, and this weekend is what it's all about, isn't it? You've got non-league Crawley going to Manchester United, and you've got Notts County, they've deserved a replay against your lot.
Oh, definitely. I think with 30 minutes to go at Meadow Lane, when City were one goal behind, I was fearing the worst. But thankfully, with City these days, they do play until the last minute, and we were able to get a goal just after me thinking that was a chance of us going out, and a replay, which I'm hopefully we're going to put Notts County to bed. So we'll be playing our fourth round tie when the rest will be playing the fifth round, and then depending on what happens against Notts County, we then got Aston Villa to look forward to, providing we go through against Notts County, of course.
You're obviously a short price at home to Notts County. I think Mancini will play a strong team, though, won't he? Because he fancies the FA Cup.
Yes, he does, but he wants us to progress in all of them. After the results against Darris and the Derby game just 3 days previous, I think some of the players that took part in both games will probably not play. I think Zeko needs to get more games under
his belt. Needs a goal.
Well, he scored against Notts County, but yeah, he does need a goal. I think he'll start and he's more match practice. But we've got a big enough squad. That's why we've invested so much in the football team to be able to fight on all fronts. And our main objective is to go through. And I'm hoping that happens on Sunday afternoon.
Let me just cheer you up about Aris Zalonika. Of course, it was 0-0. But they have been unbeaten at home in Europe in 24 matches as well. And the last two English teams to go there, they didn't win either, were Chelsea and Ipswich. Chelsea in 1971 went on to win the Cup Winners' Cup, and Ipswich in 1981 went on to win the UEFA Cup. So there you are.
Yeah, you've taken all my thunder. I would have said that.
What, you've done some research for a change, have you?
No, I've made it, yeah. Chelsea drew 1-1 in the early 70s, I think it was. Hutchinson, the goalscorer.
And, I've done some research.
And Ipswich got beat 3-1. Eric Gates, the goalscorer. Both went on absolutely right to win it. I hope it's an omen. But we need to play them at home next Thursday and put them to bed, and then we've got the advantage of playing either Besiktas or Dynamo Kiev, who Dynamo Kiev look the favourites, having beaten Besiktas in Istanbul by 4-1 last night. So they're looking favourites to go through, and it looks as though Dynamo Kiev first away from home for us, hopefully, and then we'll have to bring them back for the return leg.
Here we are. Who'd have thought it 5 years ago? A City fan, an expert on Europe.
who'd have thought 5 years ago, yeah, that we'd have had Zeko, Tevez, De Jong, Torre, all in our football team. How times change.
Well, talking about spending the dough, Crawley are called the Man City of the conference because they've really spent some dough and they should go up into the Football League. And they're only the sixth team since the war, non-league team, to be in the fifth round as well. They're obviously a big price at Old Trafford, a 25-1. However, the last three times Manchester United have drawn non-league opposition, it's gone to replays. You might remember Burton Albion recently. You might remember Exeter at Old Trafford when that was 0-0. So, can Crawley do it? But this is what the FA Cup's all about, isn't it?
Well, the answer would be no. And 25-1 for them to win it is obviously think nobody else can do it here. And everybody else thinks the same way. But, you know, Tubbs up front has scored a lot of goals in that league.
Three in the last five.
Yeah, Bolton, he was a former Bolton trainee, didn't quite make it, ended up being there, scoring goals. But you're going to have to say, Manchester United are going to have the worst day ever in the history of the football club, and Crawley to have the best day in the history of the football club for Crawley to go through. I can't see United, no matter who they leave out, who they bring in, I've got a strong enough squad there to overcome Crawley. I'm sorry, Crawley, enjoy your day. That's about all they're going to get.
Yeah, I don't want to sound patronising, but Crawley fans, Crawley players, enjoy the day. It's what the FA Cup is all about. Right, let's just whip through some matches. The early kickoff on the box, double delight and hat-trick, Kevin on this game. Chelsea versus Everton. Chelsea are 7-4 on, the draw's 3-1, Everton 11-2. I fancy a draw in this, and then obviously anything can happen in that extra time and penalties.
Yeah, I understand why you're saying that, because Everton, it's really their only chance of any sort of silverware. Got to final last year against Chelsea and defeated on that game, but I think Chelsea will be too strong for them. Everton will give it their all because they're not going to do anything in the league, I don't think, and it looks as though it's the FA Cup is going to be their only value. But Chelsea at home, they had the chance at Goodison Park, didn't take it. Sorry Everton fans, you will go out without any extra time.
Okay, right. I think Birmingham are shoe-ins at home to Sheffield Wednesday, 13-8 on. I also think Stoke are shoe-ins as well at home to Brighton. They've won the last seven against the South Coast team as well. We've also got, of course, Fulham versus Bolton on Sunday. That looks like a draw to me. We've spoken about City. City should get through and get into the fifth round. But two games to finish the FA Cup. Leighton Orient and Arsenal. Another game what the FA Cup's all about. Do you know what? I just quite fancy the draw at 5-1.
5-1 the draw. Yeah, it will give you good value. For once, I'll probably go with you. A draw looks, and I think good value for money at 5-1.
Yeah, good luck to the Owls. Enjoy your big occasion. West Ham Burnley on Monday. Don't forget on Sunday as well, Celtic versus Rangers. Celtic 11-10. We're doing double delight hat-trick Kevin on that game of first goal scorer bets. There's also a game in the Premier League as well. It's West Brom versus Wolves. But the final word, who's going to win the FA Cup this season?
Oh, you put me right in the spot. City are 6-1. Listen, the only thing I'll tell you is it'll be a top four side. And when I say a top four side, it will be either the Arsenals, the Chelseas, the Manchester United, the Manchester Cities. I would say Spurs, because they could creep into the top four. But I think the FA Cup winner will come from one of those four.
Certainly won't be Spurs, of course. Fulham hammered them, but like in recent years, over in Portsmouth, it has been dominated by the top four sides. Have a great weekend. See you soon.